Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mike, you've seen the highlights. You also listened to what Aaron Rodgers had to say yesterday. What's the number one thing that stood out to you?
Well, just the fact that he's there and you see him in the helmet. You see him in the jersey, even though it's not the real jersey. And I think we've become desensitized to this dynamic of quarterbacks who have been identified with one team, changing teams. I think there's nothing like Brady to the Buccaneers. I still have a hard time saying it 5 years later. Brady to the Buccaneers was so stunning and dramatic, and I think we can absorb anything else. But there's just, it's almost weirder to see Rodgers in the hat and the shirt at the press conference than it was to see him in the uniform. It is going to take some time to get used to it, but he's there. He wanted to be there. The contract is a hell of a bargain, even though it's more than the $10 million he said he wanted. It's not a whole lot more. And if they end up paying him $19.5 million, it'll be the best $19.5 million ever spent by any NFL team in league history, because it will mean they have won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, just you saying that last part is so incredibly hard to fathom, Mike. I guess that's why my question would be about what's expectation setting that's realistic involving Aaron Rodgers now that he's actually here and we can say this and talk about it as a real thing and not a technically a hypothetical? Like, can they win a playoff game with this guy? I mean, realistically speaking, in a loaded AFC?
I think that's the pass-fail on everything they've done this offseason. They've done things differently than we've ever seen them do their business to try to end this streak of 9 years without a playoff win. The longest streak in franchise history by 4 years. Before this stretch, the longest they went between postseason wins is 5 years.
You're talking about in the modern era. You're talking about the Super Bowl era. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, they went 40 years without winning a playoff game at all. But once they finally busted through, thanks to Frank O'Hara scooping up the ball and running into the end zone, December 23, 1972, they've never gone before this current stretch more than 5 years without winning a playoff game. So I think there's a desperation to bring that to an end, and I think that is the litmus test. That's the pass-fail. And then anything beyond that is house money. The question is, though, can you beat, in the postseason, single elimination, the Ravens and Lamar Jackson, the Bengals and Joe Burrow, the Bills and Josh Allen, the Texans and C.J. Stroud, or ultimately the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes? We won't know that. But here's the thing to remember. It's not like Aaron Rodgers has a ton of postseason success. He's got one Super Bowl appearance in his career. They've had multiple one seeds that they've squandered in Green Bay. So we'll see. But for now, the mission is clear. Get to the playoffs and win a playoff game. That's when it becomes a success. And then anything after that, who knows?
Mike, I said to Mulsey yesterday when we listened back to it, he did say, you know, hey, if we won the seventh championship, it would be great here. But then he also, when asked to elaborate on like what he's looking for this year, he said to have fun. And I said to Chris, that's like the most anti-Tom Brady thing I've ever heard in my entire life. There's only one 41-year-old quarterback ever who's played an entire season and finished with a winning record, and it's Brady. And Rodgers said that his goal is to have fun this year. It was just, the guy's a strange guy, we get that. But I don't know, like I just wonder what he's trying to get out of this year. I think he might just be trying to get out of it something that's better than what happened in New York the last 2 years.
I don't think he wants the capper on his career to be the last two seasons that we saw from him. Four snaps in 2023 amid high expectations. And then he hovered over the team for the last half of the year, something Tom Brady didn't do the year he tore an ACL. Quarterbacks who get injured and they have a serious injury, you just got to stand down and let the remaining players try to get the most they can out of the season. Then last year, his worst as a starter, as a full-time starter, 5-12. He played all 17 games. That was his goal. Hooray. But they went 5-12. It was a disaster. So for him, I think just getting to the playoffs would be a success because it's a better final chapter to the book than what we've seen. Now, he's already got a spot in the Hall of Fame. He doesn't need to go back to the Super Bowl like Kurt Warner did to get in once he landed with the Cardinals late in his career. He's a walk-in, no-brainer, upper-room Deion Sanders Hall of Famer.
Yep.
But how do we cleanse the palate of the poop sandwich from the last 2 years with the Jets? That's what it comes down to.
Do you think that he realistically had any other team besides the Steelers, like, seriously interested in his services, Mike?
I think at times there were opportunities. Now, as he said it yesterday, when it came down to it, it was the Steelers or no one. I think if Minnesota had been more interested, that would have been a place where he's more likely to compete for a Super Bowl. The conference doesn't have as many great teams, and the Vikings right now, I think you would say, we're going to find out in week 4, but objectively they seem to have more talent on both sides of the ball. That doesn't mean that they would beat the Steelers in Ireland or anywhere else. And the Giants, hey, the thing that made me realize Aaron Rodgers is having a hard time finding a suitor, two things happened during Combine Week. One, it became clear the Raiders had zero interest. The Raiders and Tom Brady had zero interest in Aaron Rodgers. And number two, I was told reliably, and it all came to fruition, that Rodgers' people reached out to the Giants. It's like, what? Wait a minute. If he's reaching out to the Giants, he's got nothing.
Yeah, he's scraping the bottom of the barrel, so to speak. Mike, we heard Tomlin say yesterday, or not Tomlin, we heard Rodgers say of Tomlin, he's the reason why I'm here. You have reported on the minority owners here. You know the Rooneys. Well, if this really is all Tomlin, that could go one of two ways for him. He either gets the power and the glory if Rodgers works out and they win with him. Hey, he ends the drought. He got something out of a 41-year-old quarterback. Let's give him his flowers. And if it doesn't work out, then what? He's got 2 years left on his contract, and he'll have gone through Mitch Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, and now Aaron Rodgers. So what do you think his standing would be inside the organization if this doesn't work?
I think I've been corrupted by your tweeting habits and by the comments you make on radio from time to time. I was talking to somebody today who isn't in the organization but talks regularly to people in the organization, and that topic came up. Like, is this the all-in move by Tomlin with DK Metcalf, a move they've never, ever, ever made? Market value contract to a stranger to the team, never made until this year. This Aaron Rodgers thing. Never did something like this where they wait indefinitely. Whatever the explanation, they've never created this impression of desperation. Does it mean that Tomlin is on thin ice? And this person's not alive. They know they will never push Mike Tomlin out. Because Mike Tomlin, they believe, and I know others may disagree, but they believe Tomlin would become the instant hot commodity. Somebody would pay him more than most, if not all, of the coaches are getting. And he would go somewhere else and he would thrive. And they're recognizing that he has been making chicken salad over the years, that the roster has been subpar, and that the reason they haven't had a losing season on his watch in recent years has been because of him, because he takes these teams with bad quarterbacks.
But he helps build the rosters, Mike.
With bad offensive lines, and they win games.
But he's a huge part of building the rosters. He's buying the chicken bleep that he then tries to turn into chicken salad. That and to the other point about he'd be the instant hottest commodity, so what? I mean, he hasn't won a playoff game in almost a decade here, and he is, again, instrumental in how the roster is constructed, and then he is the final say in how they are coached. I guess I would just struggle to find a reason why what he would get in the open market or how many teams would want him would be relevant info as to whether or not they should keep employing him here.
Oh, I know, but I think they look at that and recognize we have a good coach. And anytime you move on from the coach you have to ask yourself, who are we going to get who's better than the guy we're moving on from? And are we simply moving on because our fans think it's time? And I think that the criticism of Tomlin that is always there when the team hits a rough patch, I think that contributed to this effort to do things differently. Somebody had some sort of an epiphany this offseason for them to do what they've done. We have to stop doing things the way we've always done it. That DK Metcalf trade to me was even more surprising and out of character than the Aaron Rodgers thing. They are doing things differently because I think they're trying to help get Mike Tomlin to the point where he can win more games, have more success, with better support from the team, with a way of doing things that breaks from the draft and develop mold and approach of the 70s. And it's going to be critical after this year. Who's the quarterback going to be? Will Howard develop? Will he learn a lot of things under Aaron Rodgers? Will he be the long-term guy? They desperately need a long-term answer at quarterback. That was Terry Bradshaw's concern when he called this move a joke and said that Aaron Rodgers should chew on bark. And I'm disappointed he wasn't chewing on a piece of bark.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
When he talked to reporters yesterday.
Mike, thank you.
Why didn't anybody ask him about Bradshaw? I know it's hard in a press conference and there's only so much time.
I'm
disappointed nobody asked him about Bradshaw.
He wouldn't have said anything because he took a question that ostensibly could have been about the Jets and their dysfunction and
very
said, I'm
prickly.
Not throwing anybody there under the bus. I'm only talking
but
about
this
team. But
he did talk about his wedding band and no one asked him who he was married to, which I thought was interesting. No follow-up there.
No.
Just, hey.
Congrats. Well, when you're wearing the ring and it's showing up everywhere and you're signing your contract with your hand like up against the camera and the ring is there, you're begging for someone to ask you.
Correct.
Right? Aren't you?
I agree. Thank you, Mike. We'll talk again next week. You're the best.
See you guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.